The idea of artist-designed bridges crossing the Arizona Canal in downtown Scottsdale was initially part of the city of Scottsdale's larger public art plan that looked at the downtown area and its relationship to the canal and to the areas north of the canal. This public art planning process was initiated in 1990. At that time, Paolo Soleri was already an internationally recognized architect, artist, philosopher, and urban theorist. He put forward several bridge concepts and various designs during this period of time. Over the past 20 years, the initial concepts became an actual design. I'm Donna Isaac, Senior Project Manager with Scottsdale Public Art. I have had the great honor of serving as project manager for the Soleri Bridge and Plaza project, taking the design through final approvals, funding, and construction. The Soleri Bridge and Plaza were dedicated here in Scottsdale on December 11, 2010. Construction began in March of 2010, which gave us approximately 8 months to complete the project prior to dedication. During those 8 months, the plaza, bridge, and art elements of the earthcast panels, the drip walls, and the Goldwater Bell assembly that you see today all took shape and were installed. The story of the Soleri Bridge and Plaza is not only one that has transpired through three different designs over a 20-year time span, it is also a story about Paolo Soleri, who today at 92 has seen his first commissioned bridge completed. The location of the bridge takes advantage of a 2-acre parcel owned by the city of Scottsdale and is designed as a public plaza. It is a space where people are intended to move through, to bike along the canal on the north and south sides, and can be programmed for events. The bridge itself spans the 130-foot Arizona Canal in downtown Scottsdale. Its location south of the intersection of Camelback Road and Scottsdale Road is in the proximity of both retail and restaurants of the area. The focal point of the bridge is its location on a true north axis to enable the sun at solar noon to cast a shadow through the 6-inch opening of the 64-foot pylons. Solar noon is different each day, varying as much as 40 minutes from 12 noon. Thus, the shadows cast are of various lengths as the year progresses. On December 21st, the date of the winter solstice, the sun's shadows are longest. And on June 21st, the summer solstice, also coincidentally Paolo Soleri's birthday, the sun casts no shadow, a dramatic occurrence of a very different nature. The line of the shadow from the pylons to the bridge is played out with the red metal strip so that the eye is drawn from the pylons along the center line of the bridge. The smaller 22-foot pylons house the Goldwater Bell assembly. This is a classic example of Paolo Soleri's bell casting technique dating from 1969. Paolo Soleri settled in Scottsdale, Arizona in 1956. Cosanti Foundation was established to support Soleri's architectural work and research in alternative approaches to urban thinking and planning. In 1970, Soleri's seminal work on Arcosanti began. Located in Cordis Junction, approximately 65 miles north of Scottsdale, Arcosanti is an urban laboratory and continues to function as a model town embodying the ideals of arcology. Paolo Soleri's lifetime work has focused on the human experience within the natural environment, and this continues today. The Soleri Bridge and Plaza attest to our connection with the natural environment through the daily passage of the sun. It reminds us of the connection humans have with the earth and how bridges connect us physically as well as spiritually for true community. To continue this tour, press 101 to hear about Paolo Soleri and the history of Cosanti. Press 102 to hear Paolo Soleri discuss the bridge. By pressing 103, you will hear Roger Tomalty discuss the Goldwater Bell assembly. Finally, stop 104 is about the earth casting process used for the art panels on the plaza, and a discussion of the drip wall technique. Scottsdale Public Art welcomes you to the Soleri Bridge and Plaza.